Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, this year the Ag Plus Art Tour is bigger and better than ever. Visitors can enjoy self-guided tours of designated farms in South Carolina featuring local artisans and farmers markets. Tell us about this.
Well, you're right, Rhonda. This Ag and Art Tour has really grown over the last 4 years. I think I was there for two of those, and it has grown from three counties to nine. It's got 67 places that are farms and other ag spots that are participating. So really is covering a big portion of the eastern side of South Carolina. So I'm very excited about what this means for farmers.
The art is kind of self-explanatory, but you can see all kinds of different things on a farm. Let's talk about that first.
You're right. They'll have an artist sort of in residence for the weekend there with their types of art. But then on that farm, it's an ag tourism place, usually with the tours of the pumpkin patch or the hay rides. I've seen them build forts out of hay. Of course, the corn mazes, that won't be ready until the fall, but it really gets the people on the farm. They get a little of both. If you're interested in art, you have a reason to go. If you're interested in farming, you have a reason to go.
So let's talk about the artisans a little bit then.
Well, you've got all kinds. I've seen them there. Obviously, we have the painters. I've seen potters, folks that do ironwork, all types of other things. You've got musicians, poets, storytellers. Those are pretty neat. And again, just your, I don't say normal craftsmen, but people who have a particular skill with some type of craft that they do. It's just art, and a lot of people enjoy that. But I do recall being there and really seeing the interaction between the farmers and the artists.
Of course, a lot of the goal of this is another component of educating the public as to where their food comes from.
That's exactly right. To get out there, if they're going for the art, fine. But if they're going for the art, they still get to see that farmer in action, seeing what they're producing, whether it might be peaches up in York County. The strawberries are still in up that way, all the way down to Horry County, where they used to produce tobacco. Maybe some are still doing that for that type of display. So again, people to get a little better handle, a little better up-close look at, you're right, where the food's coming from and how it's a lifestyle for our farmers.
All right. So if we want to learn more, what do we need to do?
Well, there's a website. Actually, you can go to our department website, but more specifically, it's agandarttour.com. agandarttour.com. And again, four weekends in June, starting off in Chesterfield, Darlington, and Horry, then moving to Lancaster and York, then Fairfield and Kershaw, and the final weekend is Chester and Union. So again, that whole corridor of the eastern half of South Carolina.
All right. And that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.